Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 39 for week 41 of the Rotary year, April 8th, 2019. Fellow Rotarians and friends, I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. As I've noted several times here on Rotary Roundabout, we are incredibly blessed to have so many wonderful Rotarians in Club 27 that not only serve our club, but also see their vocation as a service to the broader community. Such as it is with our own Juan Garcia. Originally from Lima, Peru, Juan is currently the Senior Director at the Center for Equality and Learning with the ACT organization. ACT believes that talent and potential are widely distributed across society and that the circumstances of a child's birth should not determine their college or career opportunities. ACT's Center for Equity and Learning aims to help underserved learners and working learners, those individuals who are employed while also learning new skills in pursuit of greater success, achieve education and career success. Now, Juan's current professional and volunteer involvement have included state coordinator for the 2009 Iowa College Goal Sunday, president, board of directors, Hispanic Educational Resources in Des Moines, member of the advisory board, Iowa Workforce Development in New Iowan Center, member, coordinating board for the City of Des Moines Municipal Housing Program, member of the Spanish Major Advisory Board at Grandview University, and, get this, volunteer fire captain for the North Warren Fire Department. Juan is married and has four wonderful daughters. Let's hear more from Juan and his passion for learning.
So we're visiting with Juan Garcia, Club 27 Rotarian, and I'm most anxious to introduce you to the club and all the great things that you're doing at ACT. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your involvement with Rotary, what attracted you to Rotary, and then maybe a little bit about what you do in your vocation that is a great service to these students.
Excellent. Thank you, Sean, for being here and for the podcast. Juan Garcia, I am a national director at ACT. I have been a Rotarian at our club for, I want to say, 11 or 12 years.
Good.
And every time I come, I miss a lot of meetings because of my travel schedule, but every time I come, it's connecting with family, right? I always try to sit with someone that I don't know. If I'm there early enough, if I'm late, I'm in the back and hanging out with the people that sit on the back, which we all know who we are.
Yes.
But love the connection with Rotary and seeing our Rotarians all over the community. So at ACT, my job is to connect ACT with like-minded organizations. Many people know ACT just because of the ACT test that you take in high school before you go to college.
Right.
Many of our Rotarians, I'm sure, have kids or grandkids who are going through that process right now. And what I do is I work on strategic partnerships. Who can we partner with who is helping students at the national level? How can we bring some of the ACT's research and information that we have on the students that have taken the test to make sure that we are providing resources, free resources for students to prepare and be better the next time they take the test? Why do I say that? Because the higher score you get on an ACT test, you're going to have more options for financial aid.
Free money and
scholarships,
And works,
you're also going to have access to more schools. More schools will be interested in you because of your higher score. And also, I always say that even though I work for an assessment company, the student is more than a test score.
Sure.
Which is huge, because if you look at Juan Garcia, and the test goes from 1 to 36, right? 36 being the highest score. Less than 0.5% of the students get that high, 36. But look at the student more than just the test score that they have in English, math, reading, and science. Look at the student as community involvement. Are they working? What are they giving back to their community? Are they doing sports, art, music, whatever the case might be? Because as a college or university, you want that well-rounded student.
That's right.
So, you have to look at the entire student to be able to get a good picture.
So how did you get involved with the organization?
I've been at ACT this year, it will be 8 years.
Oh, wow.
5 years before that, I was executive director of the Iowa College Access Network.
Yes, okay.
A nonprofit group here in Iowa, still running. The name used to be the College Planning Center. You will come in, you bring your income tax, and we'll complete your FAFSA. Or we will go to middle schools and high schools, having services in English and in Spanish, speaking to parents totally free about how to prepare and plan for their students' college, how to pay for it, how to make sure that those students will be successful getting into college, but also getting through college and graduating, which is very, very important.
Yes.
And graduating with the fewer amount of student loan dollars you can have, which is a big problem right now.
It is.
We have students graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loans, and many of them are, you know, not able to find jobs right away. So how do we help those students make those better decisions before they get there?
Yeah.
So I was there, and actually I came to ACT as an executive director. I was also the number one fundraiser. So I went knocking on the door at ACT, and I said, you're ACT, you're based in Iowa. I think you have a lot of money. Why don't you help this small nonprofit helping Iowa kids?
Right, right.
And through the conversation, somebody says, how come you're not working for us? And I said, I didn't come looking for a job. I'm came looking for funds to continue to do what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And 3 months later, I was working there as an assistant vice president. So
fantastic.
But it has allowed me to take what I was doing in Iowa now at the national level, which to me is nothing better than being able to pay forward, because when I came here 32 years ago from Peru without speaking any English, somebody helped me at that time.
Yes.
So how do I help others get there?
Yeah.
As a former English language learner, I always like to tell that when I first came here, since I didn't speak the language, my first job, I was a dishwasher at the Holiday Inn across from the airport.
Oh, yeah.
I'm now good friends with the owners.
Oh.
Back then, they wouldn't even look at me as I was doing the dirty dishes because I couldn't speak the language.
Right.
And, you know, if, again, coming to this country without speaking in English and having able to keep moving up just thanks to education and the people that have supported me, now is my time to pay it forward.
Oh, wow.
Which ties to the Rotary mission, right? Service above self.
Exactly.
You always have to do something. I was a volunteer firefighter for 21 years. My dad is a retired police officer from Peru. My mom was a nurse. So we have always been educated and had that passion that you always help somebody.
Yeah.
And as a firefighter, right, you're helping somebody when they need you the most.
Yes.
You may never see these people again. They won't even have a chance to say thank you.
Yeah.
But you know in your heart you help somebody.
That's the right thing. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of times we always think that service above self means it has to be done under the umbrella of Rotary. And that's not always true. I always try to tell folks that sometimes your vocation, what you do for what you do, is a service above self.
Yes.
And I know I personally feel that with my work in fire protection. I don't, I wasn't in the suppression business as you were, but I feel a great passion that any time that we can protect lives and property, I think that's going in the right direction. And so your passion for learning and your passion for these students and helping them, I think is an excellent, excellent way of living out the Rotary motto. I'm glad you mentioned that.
I think it's also the fact that it doesn't matter where you are, because I think a lot of people think that in order to pay it forward, you have to have a lot of things, a lot of material things. I know people and I have worked with people who have nothing and they're happy with having nothing. But they're also willing to help their neighbor. And I think, again, at every level of your life, no matter where you are in that continuum, there is always something that you can do to help others. You just have to ask, right? Because a lot of times the people that need help don't want to ask for help.
That's right.
You ask a few questions, and then they don't even have to tell you. You can figure out what you're doing.
Yeah.
With our church, for example, we go to El Salvador, Central America. We have adopted a village, but about 150 families who live on the side of a volcano, very remote, no water, no electricity, no services at all.
Oh, wow.
These people have nothing, and they're so happy to have nothing.
Yeah.
So for 15 years now, we go there twice a year, once in January and once in June, for a week, and we bring corn seed, we support education. Students walk 2 hours to go to school.
Oh my gosh!
A one room school.
Yeah.
With no windows, dirt floors, furniture that you wouldn't even let your dog sit on. But these kids are walking 2 hours each way to go and get some type of education. So through our church commitment now, we are supporting all the students who are high school age to go to school and to graduate.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're changing lives right there, right?
Yeah.
Now what we're trying to figure out is what happens after high school, because the closest post-secondary training certificate, 2 year, or whatever the case, is 2 hours away by car.
Oh, my gosh.
So obviously they cannot make it that far. Right. But again, it's that spirit of paying it forward.
Right. Well, and your emphasis on education dovetails so well with, you know, education being one of the six areas of interest of Rotary.
Yes.
And I know next week we are going to be honoring some high school students from the Des Moines High Schools. And I always say, to me, that's the best meeting of the year. I don't know how you can't not walk out of there with a bunch of warm fuzzies.
If you don't get inspired, then...
Exactly. If you can't get inspired with what these kids are doing, it's... Yeah.
I've been part of that committee. I've been part of the committee with the teachers and also the police on fire.
Yes.
Those are three areas that, again, for people to know what Rotary is, who we are, and why do you become a Rotarian?
Yeah. Right?
And why do you stay being a Rotarian?
Yeah.
I always get that, again, sometimes I miss the meetings, but... Hey, I haven't been here for a month, but look at this. I feel right at home the next time I go to the meeting.
Yeah.
And, so it's always the spirit of Rotary, I think, lives within you no matter where you go. I had an opportunity to go to Peru a couple of years ago, and Kitty helped me with a little banner where we took
to
the local club, and always looking for opportunities to meet Rotarians.
Oh, yeah.
And if you happen to be wearing a jacket and you have your little pin, people will talk to you.
They will.
It's like being a former firefighter, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We were in Florida, and we went to Sanibel Island and wanted to buy a patch for my collection. The guys were making a spaghetti, and he says, "You're a firefighter, a retired firefighter from Iowa. Come over. We're having a spaghetti tonight.
Oh.
Bring the family." I mean, it's just, it's a brotherhood,
yeah.
Right? Similar to what we're doing with Rotary, I think, is it's a way of life that you don't only live it every Thursday.
Right.
You live it every hour, every day.
Yeah. And I will. And I always like to tell folks who are just joining our club that that little Rotary pin will start more conversations than you'll give it credit for. That's been my experience, especially in airports. You know, you're waiting at the gate for the airplane and somebody sees that pin. Oh, you're Rotary. Oh, yeah. And so you instantly have a conversation going.
It's an amazing way to connect. And you connect with people from all walks of life, right? Because I think you have people who are in education, and then you ask someone, so what do you do, and what company? And you learn so much from people, and I think the next time you see that person, you feel even more connected, and you're connected thanks to Rotary.
That's right. So tell me about your family.
Married, four daughters, and married an Iowa girl, and born and raised in a farm in Northwest Iowa.
Great.
And you know, for someone who grew up in a town of 11 million, small town of 11 million people, living right here in Waukee, Iowa, where we are right now, and having that farm across the street, to me, 9 years ago when we built this house, it's like something foreign. It's like, where are we going and how far?
Yeah.
But I love it. I mean, the sense of community that we have here. I'm blessed to travel a lot, and you know, whether you're in Miami, New York, San Diego, L.A., these big communities, right? And to come home is always, I was home. My wife will tell you that I've been in Iowa longer than I've been in Peru. Because
okay.
I was 18 when I came.
Okay.
But my values are still there with, you know, family, helping each other. And the fact that as a community or our culture being Hispanic is very tied to getting together, food, family.
Yes.
You know, we could be going to church, and then my mom calls and says, "Hey, what are you guys doing? Just come over. I'm making a little something." Next thing we know, there is 20 people at my mom's house. There is music playing, and we're dancing.
Right.
And what's the occasion? Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, no, we're together as a family. So
Yeah.
This last weekend we were in Kansas City. Was my sister's birthday.
Oh.
Four cars drove down to Kansas City to have dinner with my sister.
Oh, my gosh.
We all live here in Des Moines.
Yeah, how great
so,
that
but it's,
is.
But it's just that, the family unit that is so important. And I think to me it's also kind of fits what I do when I'm trying to help students and educators, because, you know, we're blessed to have the families that we have. As I travel the country, I have seen so many students that I have talked to personally who say, hey, you know, I don't have parents.
Yeah.
I live with somebody else.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to school, not because I want to be educated. I'm going to school because those are the two guaranteed meals of the day.
Yes.
Breakfast and lunch.
Yes.
Or I'm struggling in school because my teacher doesn't understand. He or she doesn't know that I'm homeless.
Oh, gosh.
Right? So
yes.
You want me to pay attention for 45 minutes on this math class when in my head I'm thinking, where am I going to sleep tonight?
Yeah.
So those are struggles that our students are facing today, right now, in every classroom. So when I'm blessed to speak to educators at the national level and I'm doing these presentations to hundreds of people, I always ask them, I said, make sure you get to know the students beyond what you see in the classroom, and to make sure that you're asking questions that maybe Juan is acting up in your class. What's triggering that behavior?
Yeah.
Right? What happened to Juan? Well, Juan is acting up because he didn't eat dinner last night.
Yeah.
He's starving.
Yeah.
Or, you know, problems. You could be in abuse, domestic violence, you name it.
Oh, yeah.
And in the larger communities, we even see more of that, right?
Yeah.
Public schools in New York, in Miami, in Chicago.
Oh, gosh, yes.
All those problems that, for us as adults, we might think, oh, we don't know how to deal with that.
Yeah.
The students are
They're having to deal with it
and
try to learn. So, well, Juan, I appreciate the time you've taken to visit with us today, and I would hope that our fellow Rotarians have an opportunity when you are at the meetings to reach out and greet
I'll
you.
I'll be there next week.
We're looking so forward to it. But thanks again for joining us, and hopefully we'll have a chance to see you around Rotary.
You will. Thank you very much, Sean.
Thanks, Juan.
Thanks to Juan for his dedication and service to Rotary. Now, if you've not had the chance to meet Juan, be sure and extend a hand of welcome to him during one of our upcoming meetings. I know he'd love to meet new Rotarians. Now, all Rotarians are encouraged to sign up and attend our District 6000 conference hosted in West Des Moines this year by District Governor Tom Narek and his wife, Carol. We will not meet as a club on Thursday, May 2nd. We would encourage you, at the very least, to attend the all-club luncheon on Friday, May 3rd. Now, that luncheon is going to feature our very own Suku Radia as the keynote speaker. Now, no doubt that by now you've experienced Fluor Drive's one-lane squeeze. So please be planning ahead and take that into consideration when planning your Thursdays to come to Rotary and allow that little extra time that it may take. Our keynote speaker this Thursday will be Chris Conley from the Iowa Event Center. Now, if you know of someone who might be interested in his presentation on Des Moines' amazing run as March Madness hosts, be sure and invite them to be your guest. I think it's going to be a fantastic program. Now, as a reminder, the Communications Committee will be meeting this Thursday at 11 a.m., and the Rotary Youth Exchange Committee will be meeting at 1 p.m. If you're interested in learning more about either of these committees, or are looking for a makeup opportunity, please feel free to visit either one of them at your convenience. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Please feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club and Rotary overall. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, as I hope that you are, please share and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening. And as always, I'll look forward to seeing you around Rotary.